This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes. My name is Rich Bradbury for a start. This is
Frida Liu and Christine Wong.
With you all the way through until 1 o'clock. Don't forget, we've been asking you to feedback regarding our story. If you want more money, keep quiet or telling us some of your negotiating tactics. We've had a few messages on WhatsApp and Twitter. I've got a couple on Insta story as well. What have you got, Chris?
On Twitter, we've got, this is from @PatrickLSK, and they say, ask for price, then launch the Lazada app to check for the price, and then decide whether the price difference is worth getting the item immediately.
That's sneaky.
Which is very bold if you're doing that in front of the vendor as
indeed, well. Indeed, indeed. Zarif over on Instagram has said, be in their shoes and hear their thoughts. Be empathic. To stir the heart is the key ingredient.
Mm.
Interesting.
Oh, wow.
And very, you know,
Zen-like
and thoughtful. Right. Do keep them coming in.
Mindful.
Oh, don't use that word. 0187-89-8899 on the WhatsApp if you want to get us on Twitter or Insta story. It is at BFM Radio. Moving on, the glass cliff and why so many female CEOs fall off.
I know. Not only do we have the ceiling, we also have a cliff.
So what is this cliff then?
Okay, so as you're forgiven. This is an article that came out Fast Company. It says you're forgiven if you're not familiar with the term because it's a relatively new addition to workplace vernacular. So it was coined in 2005 by Michelle Ryan and Alex Haslam at the University of Exeter, and it was a response to a report in the UK's Times that contended corporate Britain would be better off without women on the board after analysing the performance of 100 companies on the LSE and concluded that those with the most women were underperforming, right? So the researchers weren't convinced of these findings and conducted their own study on the same set of companies. The report revealed that during a period of overall stock market decline, women were appointed to boards more consistently when these companies experienced bad performance in the preceding 5 months.
Interesting.
You know, and it's true. You know, having been around for a long time, I'll go through that. Even with the Carly from HP, I'll get her full name. So these results expose an additional, largely invisible hurdle that women need to overcome in the workplace, right? So in other words, women can rise to leadership, but when they're brought in to turn things around during dire times, they have to bear the blame if things don't go well. So while they manage to break through the glass ceiling, then they're pushed off the cliff, right?
Got it. Mm.
Okay, so this prompted other studies, right? And researchers Alison Cook and Christy Glass of Utah State University analyzed all CEO transitions in Fortune 500 companies over 15 year period with an eye toward the leadership tenure of women and racial ethnic minority CEOs. So consistent with the theory of the glass cliff, we find that occupational minorities, these are white women and men and women of color, are more likely than white men to be promoted to CEO of weakly performing firms. So they're like setting up for failure, really, right? Mm. And the length of their tenure wasn't all that different than white male CEOs, but they found that these leaders were more likely to be replaced by white men.
Right.
The knight in shining armor. Mm. So what happens here, that we talk about the mindset, the psychology of what predicates the positioning of women leaders in times of crisis is complex, but ultimately not too challenging to understand. So another study said crisis management is nearly always tied to changing the entire way of leadership is operating. If a man was previously in the role, the most radical shift would be to install a woman chief to lead the company in crisis away from the traditional ways were managed previously. This visible break not only signals a new way forward, but also plays into gender stereotypes. And that was actually what happened in Iceland when the whole bubble came about. Women came on to save, but then this has, I think, gone back to its old ways.
And it's gone back to the men again.
So the idea of a female advantage in this situation comes from research that found women self-report a different type of decision-making than their male counterparts. Women say they're more democratic, participative, and consensus-seeking. Traits are more associated with managing through change. Men, on the other hand, associated with stability, and this more closely ties with leading during times of crisis. So the bias runs deep, right? Another academic study asked participants to select a male or female leader with identical qualifications. When the company was doing well, 67% chose the man. And in times of crisis, 63% elected to have the woman lead. So the glass cliff scenario is furthered when the company in crisis needs a leader with people management skills, but doesn't require someone to be a particularly aggressive decision maker. So this passiveness and lack of agency reinforces gender stereotypes because her hands are tied and she's not able to actively improve the company's situation. So this happens in politics as well, but I want to talk about it from the corporate scene, right? So in the corporate world, there's a number of commanding women who've taken the CEO reins only to fail or be pushed off the glass cliff. Carly Fiorina, then Hewlett Packard, and Pat Russo of Lucent, later known as Alcatel-Lucent, are two of the more recognizable names. Mm. So Fiorina's six-year tenure at HP coincided with a massive layoff of 30,000 workers following the acquisition of Compaq. So she came in when that happened, as well as the bursting of the internet bubble. So she was ousted in 2005, and Rousseau's resignation in 2008 followed a period of intense trials, including industry competition, rising costs, and cultural clashes after the 2006 merger, right? So so there is, and there are more stories around that, but they said that the possible solution, I'll get to that, is that this is Suzanne Brooke Muller, a research associate at the University of Erlangen-Nuremberg, and Nyla R. Brascombe, professor of psychology at the University of Kansas. They conducted the experiment to see which gender leader would be more likely chosen times of crisis. It's found that Mulcahy's example is one that suggests a class cliff can be eliminated. We were especially struck by the finding that the phenomenon does not seem to apply to organizations with a history of female leaders, right? So this suggests that as people become more used to seeing women at the highest levels of management, female leaders won't be selected primarily for risky turnarounds and will get more chances to run organizations that have good odds of continued success. So yeah, and you know, historically I've seen that happen as well. You know, organizations get their support more, and then that became a challenge, and usually is being replaced by that white man.
Right.
Yeah,
Christine.
And I think also it really ties into this kind of gender stereotype of like, oh, men are allowed to make mistakes and then women have to clean them up, that sort of thing. It, which is really something that is so pervasive. You think about, for example, let's say there's like a married couple, and then the husband, and then the wife goes off for a work trip, and there's like a running thing of like, oh, the husband doesn't know how to do anything, like he can't take care of the kids, he can't do this, he can't do that, and the woman has to come back and fix all the mistakes. And it's really one of those gender stereotypes that is so pervasive to the point where now it's leaking into the corporate world. And the fact that, you know, you only see these women leaders as essentially a backup leader, you know, to come in a time of crisis and then be off again.
Right.
That's really, really toxic. So I think the fact that, you know, it sounds like such a common sense solution to just be like, well, obviously, if you have more women leaders, then you'll know that they're not just backup leaders, basically.
Right. Mm. So historically, I guess what we can do moving forward is, of course, encourage more female leadership. So it's not, you know, it's not by, ooh, it's a woman.
Yeah.
I remember reading this many years ago, and it was like, I wonder if she would get as much criticism if she was a man.
Right.
And then they all come in to try to, you know, during crisis, and whether they would have gotten that kind of would have gotten more support if it was another gender.
I mean, I think anybody that came into a position where over the next few months of their tenure they would have to remove 30,000 employees from their company, nobody is going to walk out away from that, you know,
unscathed.
Yeah.
You know, and the very fact that it was a woman, you know, and a lot of people have kind of used that as an excuse to kind of belittle this person and use it as a reason. It's just, it's deplorable.
Yeah, and I think also women leaders tend to fall under a higher amount of scrutiny as well when they're in such a high position. And that's not fair as well. I mean, you look at like Mark Zuckerberg, he lost like billions and billions of dollars over the weekend, and it's like nothing, right? But if that happened to a woman, it would be a massive scandal.
Right.
All right, we're going to have to take a break. Folks, don't forget, though, we are asking you a question. We're talking about the idea of negotiating tactics and how often it's best to keep quiet during that negotiation. We've asked you to feedback via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, and on Twitter or Instagram, at BFM Radio. Do keep the messages coming through. We've had a few more. We'll get to them after these songs. We've got a couple of songs back to back. A bit of Beck with The New Pollution, followed by The Ramones with Rockaway Beach. When we get back, moving on to story number three. Ironically, three things that might indicate that your company is taking advantage of you. That's all coming up in the next few minutes here on Enterprise BizBytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.